agent, and it seemed like he really got me. In the days after that call, I couldn't stop fantasizing. I saw us splitting time between LA and New York, telling our magical how we met story at dinner parties. It felt so meant to be, and I was buzzing with thoughts of all the magical possibilities. Our second phone call was shorter, a little flat. Something felt off, but I ignored it. Then the email came. You're great, but I feel more of a friendship vibe, email. And I unraveled. What? How could he dump me before even meeting me? How did I not see this? Am I really that bad that I'm not even worth meeting in person? I was just so off-putting he didn't want to even get to know me further? I felt humiliated and completely off-kilter. Literally. I couldn't even walk in a straight line in the week that followed. The world felt sideways. I wasn't just disappointed. I was dismantled. How could this be? But the better question was, how did I let this happen again? This wasn't new. Before James, there was Kevin. Emotionally avoidant. Hot one minute and gone the next. We went on a handful of dates, and just as I was getting consumed with the excitement of what could be, are you seeing a pattern yet? He unceremoniously dumped me and said we would be better off as friends. And that one hit me like a Mack truck, because he was the first guy I really liked in forever. All the dates before him were miserable. It was so nice to be excited by someone. And why does this always happen to me? Kevin lived a few blocks away from me in New York City, and we had overlapping social circles, so we would run into each other a lot. And every time, I would work overtime to make him ache for me. And it would work. He would ache. We would hook up. I would think things were back on track, and then he would vanish back into the abyss. Calling it a situationship would be generous. I need to create a new word for what that was. How about a patheticationship? Or maybe a delusionship? I degraded myself over and over and kept thinking, maybe this time it would be different. Maybe he would finally see it. Maybe he would finally choose me. That one lasted 8 months. 8 whole months before I finally woke up. After Kevin, I'd sworn off the pattern. But then James came and knocked me right back down. That was the breaking point. The real breaking point this time. I was done. Not just with men. I was done with me. With the part of me that kept abandoning myself again and again. Just to feel chosen. I didn't want to live like this anymore. Always in a state of reactivity, always waiting to be validated. It wasn't just dating. It was everything. I was like a reptile. I couldn't generate heat from within. I relied on external sources to tell me I was worthy. Tell me I'm smart. Tell me I'm pretty. Tell me I won't end up alone. Tell me I'm enough. I had done therapy, energy work, hypnosis. I had so many tools. But tools don't work unless you use them. I needed to implement. So, that summer, I did. I stopped dating. I stopped chasing. I turned inward. Not just to love myself, but to like myself. I made the conscious decision to detach, not from love, but from the desperate need to be chosen. I detached from needing other people to make me feel okay. I detached from outcomes. I just let things unfold as they were meant to. Instead of waiting for the world to tell me who I was, I decided for myself. And I became her. I became who I always wanted to be. Within less than 8 weeks, everything changed. I felt powerful, magnetic.